You have both made a choice. You have chosen yourselves to explain, to portray, to people what energy is, what you are. And you are positive. And you have made this choice in one moment. And one moment is something you do not understand. Time is something you do not understand. But you have chosen, you choose to do this. You're a conduit between physical and conscious energy to transmit, to explain how it works. And this is what you have chosen, what you choose to do. And of course, all would not understand this, but some do understand it. It is you that is the receiver and the transmitter of information, of wisdom, of knowledge. And knowledge is already within all. It merely needs to be awakened. And the more you know within your time created illusion, the easier it will be for you to relay this information. And this is what you do, this is what you are doing, and this is what you choose to do. And it is a shift in energy. It is an awakening for some. By helping yourself, you are helping others. It is not selfish. It may appear this way, but it is not. Because you are them. All is one. All and everything, all energy, all physical, all consciousness is all energy. Everything is energy. And it is all correct. And it does not seem to you to be correct, but it is correct. The chaos is correct. All goes back to source. All is source. Back. There is no back. It is one. It has always been one. It has always been one, and it has always been one moment, and it is one moment. Experience is what it is. But you have to create a time illusion to enable your linear brain to logically work it out. But there is no logic behind it. Not within the world you decided to focus on. Logic is an illusion. This is how you choose to know what you are. And you look at time. You ask questions about time. Well, time is not linear. One moment is absolute. And this is hard for you to understand, because everything you are within your time created illusion is linear. How do you apply a linear thought process to a multi-dimensional existence? Because you are a multi-dimensional existence, so how is it possible to work out what time really is? It is not. It is not. Whilst you are using the tools that you have created to exist within a linear world to try to work out what the real world is, it is impossible. And it is a feeling. It is emotional, vibrational energy. It is not words. It is not science. It is not your created science. It is feeling. It is energy. Once again, it is energy. All and everything is energy. You know a fraction, a tiny piece of reality. You are within this time created illusion, a fraction, a tiny piece. Your candle is burning brighter, and you are becoming more aware. More than most. Within your time-created illusion, of which, in a physical dimension, in all physical dimensions, there are an infinite amount of time-created illusions, but not an infinite amount of dimensions. It is different. Infinite, infinite, never-ending. But in reality, one moment. Yes, I know, hard for you. And all is source energy, all and everything, all energy, all vibrational energy. Your senses are so limited, and your ability to rationalize through your ego is so prominent, and yet you know, and you have never not known, because you are. I know you think these are riddles. They are not riddles. It is an expression of the true reality you seek to understand. But I have told you many times within a linear thought process, this will not occur. An insight, yes. A knowing, no. And what is left for you? Faith? Imagination? This is enough to guide you. This is enough for you to retain and maintain your experience, your journey. Your connection with us is your connection with self, and it is by your choice, and it is by our choice. And it is to experience and to know what you are. Not to think you know, but to know. If you could feel, which you do feel, if you could feel outside of your senses, your physical senses, you would feel the energy all around you. And if you visualized this with your imagination, you would feel a knowing of a reality that bears no resemblance to the illusion you create with your senses. You are slowly, and you create slowly. You are slowly bringing this reality into the one you choose to exist within. And this is reality. This is what you choose to do. And the less fearful you become, the more you live within the moment, the more you know, and the more you understand reality. I no longer need to tell you it is a difficult choice, a confusing situation you create for yourself to know, to understand what you are. You are driven by faith, and you see chaos, and you are beginning to understand that chaos is actually perfection, and it is all driving to the same point. the same position upon the sphere. And you are more aware of how this works. You are aware of separation, the illusion of separation, because you are aware that it is one, that all and everything is one within a single moment. If your mind, your ego thinks it, it will create it. You must be aware of this. You are constantly creating. And it is in a single moment that you do this. And it is constantly changing from one form of energy to another. Like will attract like. With energy formulating and changing, you will add to positive or negative, depending on your choice, depending on your ego, depending on your mind. You must remain positive in all scenarios without fear. So many stories, so many scenarios you have already created. And you create. Follow simplicity.